So lay hold on eternal life. That's the whole point. Verse 20. That's the point of doing all those things, distributing, to lay hold. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. You know, what has been committed to his trust? You know, all those things, the knowledge, the gospel, the doctrine, the reading, the exhortation, the great treasures of knowledge and of wisdom that is in God, and the prophecies even that were put upon him, that he said, don't let the gift that is in thee, don't be slack concerning these things. Keep those things. Guard them, protect them. Avoid profane and vain babblings, or profane vain babblings, kenophonia, empty sounds. And again, that's not just like, blah, blah, blah. It's talk that has, it's empty talk, that fruitless discussion, it has no profit. There's no fruit to be gained. And I mean fruit, you know, again, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? You know, what is the European Union going to do? What is, is our new president the Antichrist? I mean, come on. What's that prophet? Tell me the prophet in that. Oppositions of science, falsely so called. Science is knowledge. Oppositions is antithesis, which is interesting. You know, falsely so called is one word. It means pseudonymous. It means falsely named. There's a lot of knowledge which is, I like, this is a note from my Bible. There's a lot of, there is much science, which is knowledge, in the Greek at least, which does not deserve that name, because it's only speculation. And it's easy to point at, you know, there's always that debate about evolution and all that, and I don't even consider it a debate, because I don't even get into that stuff. Though actually, I'm kind of a science buff, but it's not the way I teach the scriptures. You know, I don't teach the scriptures from a perspective of like, let's see and how we can reconcile this with science, or this is that science, science, science. And there's more to it than just like we think of modern science. You know, when he says science here, it's gnosis. And remember, there was this whole movement of people in the time of many of the apostles, like when John was still alive, the Gnostics were very big, okay? And they believed that, you know, the carnal realm was all evil. And that Jesus himself was not even carnal, but that he was just, that he was like just spirit, and he only appeared to be a human being. You know? It was just sort of, and that to me is kind of vain babbling. Because everything in the universe is held together by the Spirit of God and by his power. So the Spirit is through everything. I mean, Jesus was conceived by the Spirit. He was full of grace and truth. The Spirit of God was upon him. You know, and again, it's just a bunch of vain babbling. The words need to profit us, meaning we got a profit in the faith. And what is the profit we're looking for? We're looking to profit in godliness. That's great profit. Anything that increases godliness is profitable. Things that don't increase godliness, not profitable. There are things in the scripture. That's why there's a lot of books I don't intend to teach. Because I can't profit you with those books. Yeah, I could somewhat, but not the way I can with the ones I intend to go through. You know, and maybe eventually, I'm not saying I'm never going to go through those books. But I don't feel this great urgency. There are things in them that could be drawn out. You know, but reading the history of every king and the genealogies and all that, it's really not very profitable. And there's things that could be gleaned out of the law, no doubt. I've taught the law in the past. The Pentateuch, you know. The first five books, 5 books of the Bible, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I've taught that. But I want to teach things that are most profitable. The doctrine of Jesus and his apostles is the most profitable thing in the scriptures. There are other things, and I think the prophets are very profitable too. And even things in the law. You know, I'm not saying those things aren't. But what I'm saying is there are things people seek out in the scriptures. Like, they look at, oh, look at Genesis 6, the giants. And what is the nature of those giants? And how did they come to be born? Was it, you know, through some supernatural means? What was it? You know, Genesis 6. Well, how scientifically did God create the earth? From a scientific perspective, how can we justify the Bible? I don't care. I don't get into that kind of knowledge. How many days? How many years? How many months? You observe times and days. It's all vain babbling. It does not lead to godliness. It does not lead to righteousness. It is not the kind of truth I'm interested in. The truth I'm interested in is the truth that sets me free. It makes me free. The truth, you know, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What was the truth that we should know? We should believe on him. To what end? If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Because if we believe on him, he's going to make us free. Because if we don't believe on him, we're going to die in our sins. If we die in our sins, then we didn't believe on the Lord. Because if we believed on the Lord, we wouldn't die in our sins. And when people start professing all these vain, empty doctrines and, you know, this other kind of knowledge, not the knowledge that of our Lord Jesus Christ, or of his apostles, or the prophets, or even the, you know, the knowledge that profits unto godliness, but knowledge of no profit. Yeah, and there's a certain amount of a little speculation, as long as it's understood. Like I said, if I sit around with a brother and I say, you know, well, what do you think of Antichrist? How is he going to come? What's he going to be? And we talk about that. But now let's say someone comes up and it's these things that we don't know precisely. Because a lot of these prophecies, the end times things, are hidden. And the men go ramming their heads against the wall, trying to understand things which God has hidden from them. And I have to laugh when I listen to all these prophetic teachers who understand nothing, even the little that has been revealed, that is so clear they can't get it. There's so much already revealed that is just simple.